Gleanings from the Psalms, Chapter 131. Psalm 90. Has God arbitrarily limited man's age? The days of our years are 80 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. These words are quite generally regarded by readers of the Bible as teaching that the Creator has positively fixed 70 years as the limit of man's age, with a penalty of labor and sorrow for those whose strength enables them to overstep the bounds by a few years. The text is well known, and so firmly fixed in the popular mind is the idea that the age of man is limited by a divine decree just as surely as is the length of the year, that those who talk about living 100 years or more are looked upon as hopelessly endeavoring to overturn the order of creation. Now, if the text in question does teach that God has fixed the length of human life, limiting it to 70 years, then it is evident that to attempt to extend the period of man's life would be both foolish and wicked. But all the evidence goes to show that no such limit has been set. We find, as a matter of fact, that very many do live much longer than 70 years, in the possession of health and strength, and that without any thought of transgressing divine decrees. If it be said that these are but exceptions, and that enough more die before 70 to bring the average down, it must be replied that by far the majority of mankind die long before 70, and that at the present time the average age of the human race can scarcely be one half that stated by the psalmist. How, then, shall we understand the text? The answer is plain. Understand the text just as it reads. It simply states the fact that at the time it was written the average age of man was 80 years. It does not say, nor does it intimate, that God ever fixed the limit of man's age at 70 years. Indeed, evidence to the contrary is furnished by the writer of the psalm in question. The psalm is a prayer of Moses, the man of God, who at the age of 80 was just beginning his life work, and whose eye was not dim, nor his natural force abetted, at the age of 120 years. Caleb, one of the associates of Moses, successfully carried on difficult military enterprises, involving severe bodily exercise and exposure, at the age of 85, and was as vigorous and athletic at that age as when he was 40. Moses was not writing his own experience, but was merely telling how it was with the majority of man. When God called Israel out of Egypt by Moses, it was his design that their days should be long upon the land which he was giving them. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. He gave them the bread of life and the water of life, and was justly disappointed and grieved when they died, many of them undoubtedly at what would now be called a ripe old age, since it was not the young who perished, but those who were adults when they left Egypt. The record of so many who lived to be much more than 100 years old, and the absence of any decree arbitrarily limiting man's age, are proof that God has placed no obstacle in the way of man's living, but the contrary. It is not true that God endows each person at his birth with a certain store of vitality, varying in quantity in each case, and that when that store is used up the person must die. That would indeed be respect of persons, and contrary to God's character. God's mercies, which preserve us from being consumed, are new every morning. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. For each day as it comes, God gives the strength necessary for the day, and our length of life depends solely on our appropriation of these mercies. His law is life, and all who walk in his law have the promise of life, both that which now is and that which is to come. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come.